Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Mr. Beacon podcast is sponsored by Wiliot, scaling IoT with battery-free Bluetooth.
So this week we're going to be talking about smart cities, and we have the CEO of Connect Things with us. Leticia Gazelle-Antoine is my attempt at pronouncing your name correctly. Is that reasonably close?
Good. Perfect.
Fantastic. So can you tell us what Connect Things does? I think you are a remarkable beacon company because you're like over 10 years old, and most beacon companies never get that far. I'm assuming you started what you do before beacons existed. Can you give us an overview of what Connect Things does?
Yes, you're right. I founded Connect Things 10 years ago, and with the vision that we can create interaction between people and the city through their smartphone. And to push the best content to the end user in their environment, we use technologies, so not only beacons that we use today, but also QR code, NFC. We also work on geofencing. So this is more a matter and vision about connected cities that can provide services to people when they need it.
So what was the original problem that you started solving, and how has that evolved to today, to 2018? I imagine that it's changed a bit.
Yes, you're perfectly right. We start with a very focused approach on transport and mass transit, public transportation, where we help them to provide better information to the commuter when they need it. And a very simple use case that we have deployed in tens of cities in Europe is to have at the bus stop QR code, NFC, and also Wi-Fi URL, a tiny URL that will provide access to a page that is created for the need of the bus stop, for the need of the end user, but corresponding to the bus stop. So this is a way we provide all the next bus time, for example, to the end user corresponding to their bus stops.
This is
where it starts.
That sounds like a very practical application. People want to know when so would you tell them when the bus is coming and that sort of thing?
Exactly. So we are in the field of obviously technology like NFC QR code, but also aggregating web services, real-time data from these transport operators, and managing the all the database about bus stops or other assets in the city that want to provide real-time information when people are at this specific place.
How many cities have deployed your services?
I would say this specific services on transport, we have 50 cities that have deployed them on their bus stop. So we have in our database a lot of data about the bus stop itself, but also all the real-time information around the bus stop. So it's not only next buses, it's also traffic perturbation, it's also weather forecast. So it's a set of data that provide a context to this physical assets in the city. That can be, as I mentioned, bus stop or subway entrance or a monument or totem in the city that provide touristic information. So this is a kind of places that we will create interactivity.
And I imagine that you're starting to focus on the States. You obviously, from your accent and your name, you started in France and you were based in Paris, which has a wonderful metro system. You're now in New York on Madison Avenue, which also has an amazing subway system. What is your geographic strategy? I'm assuming you've got a good base of cities in France and Europe.
Yeah, so in 2012, we opened new office in the rest of Europe, Spain, Portugal, Italy, the UK. In 2015, we had the beacon technology to the set of technologies that we manage in ConnectThings platform. And it allows us not only to provide mass transit information at the bus stop, but also to open a beacon of network to any mobile application that want to benefit about the information this guy is waiting at the bus stop. If you want to engage with him, then we can deliver you the moment information. 2015 was a time where we add this technology, so this business model to the platform, and all the network that we have with QR code and NFC, then we add Beacon Network.
All right.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So that's opened up some business possibilities beyond just providing utility for the passengers. You essentially, it looks like you have an ad platform that's come out of that.
We are not doing advertising at ConnectThings, but we are providing information to mobile application itself so they can create more engagement and specific point. Just take an example. In the gaming industry, people spend time in gaming, and 1/3 of this time is in public transport or commuting. So knowing that someone is just waiting at the bus stop is good information for this kind of application, news, and so on. So this is where we make money.
What have you seen in terms of people's willingness to engage using those different hooks that you described, using the QR code, the NFC, and the beacons? I imagine it varies based on the geography that you're in, but it would be great to get some insight into what you've learned.
That's a very interesting question. So we even if QR code is not the most popular technology because it's a little bit difficult to use, we have in some cities in Europe good traction. Because the service at the end is useful. Mm-hmm. Even if you need to scan a QR code, that is not so simple. You have the service is well explained, and it's really used at the bus stop. NFC tag is less used. Even if the user experience is in a way better, as iPhone is not today open to NFC tag reading, we have to wait for that to find a success. Mm-hmm. In NFC tag. But for me, the user experience is very interesting with NFC tag. So for me, even if this technology was very popular years ago, and now we see that it's used for payment, but we don't speak a lot about NFC, I'm sure that NFC and NFC tag reading has a big future. Need to have iPhone on board.
Yeah, it's a great user experience when the phone supports it, and I think people think, oh yeah, iOS now supports NFC, and it kind of does, but it sounds like it doesn't support it in a way that you need. Can you explain what's missing?
Yes, iOS is open for payments, so NFC transaction part with Apple Pay. NFC tag reading, so it's a little difference. It's where your phone is reading the tags. It's not your phone read by the reader. So it's really your phone reading a tag that is, for example, a stick on the bus stop or on a shop display or this kind of thing. So here you need to iOS support it, but just through mobile application that have integrated NFC tag reading feature. And what would be great is when Apple will open it to any, so you don't need to have any mobile application, it's inside. So the tag reader is inside. And I'm sure that when this will happen, the usage of NFC tag reading will be great. So we are ready for that because we have a lot of NFC tags in big cities in Europe.
I guess the lesson is really you can't assume that people have the city's app loaded. For this to really work, people need to be able to tap on an NFC tag, have it go to a URL, go to a website, and then maybe they'll download the app. Are you finding, are cities trying to get people to install an app, or are cities kind of recognizing that this is too big a lift for them? It's just too hard.
Yes, it's not. I think that the city will not push people to download an application to read a tag, so it's too complex. So really, if we want to, it will be a lot of effort for, I would say, a low result to engage with people. So I think that really the solution is to have it embedded in the device OS, and that's it.
So you have over 100,000 beacons deployed. You're in over 60 cities. How many people are on your team? How many people work at ConnectThings?
So we have 40.
You have 40 people. So that's quite a payroll. You're supporting a lot of families there. How are you generating the revenue these days? I think you kind of set the scene about where you started off over 10 years ago. Tell us a little bit more about the applications and the use cases that cities are wanting to deploy, and where's the money, frankly? Where do you see the revenue coming from?
So that's true that cities are not very easy to... so it takes a lot of time to sign a contract with a city. But the good news is that once they have signed with you, they have signed for years. So we have some contract from 5 to 13 years, and we have a license per year that is paid per city.
Okay, so that's a good business model. And so, what are the other things that they're asking you to enable beyond public transport?
Yeah, so we have this, as I mentioned, NFC QR code pool solution. And that we sold to cities and public transport, and we add beacons that allow us to provide push features to mobile applications. So not only the mass transit application, so that pays subscription per year, but also other applications that want to use the moment or the places, the knowledge that we know that someone is at this place in the city. So, and we sell to them a subscription take benefit of this information.
Okay, so you're providing data to them about their citizens? Is that right?
Yeah, in real time. That means that when someone is arriving at the bus stop, an application that subscribes to Earth Solution will get the information. This person is at this bus stop, next bus is in 10 minutes, and the weather is it's sunny today. So with this information, a bike application, for example, can engage with the user to tell, oh, by the way, you can take you have 1 minute to walk away a bike that can for you, so they can do a new drive.
Okay. So I know a lot of cities are starting to adopt climate action plans in this country and presumably in France as well. Is that driving your business at all? I imagine that mayors are under pressure to reinvigorate public transport to get people out of cars, onto bikes, onto buses. Is that helping you?
Yeah, I think that here in the US and also in Europe, so we arrived in the US 2 years ago, and what is very interesting is that, in Europe you have more mass transit system than in the US, but here in the US you have what happened around the autonomous vehicles, car sharing solution, bike sharing and so on. You have a lot of new services and new transportation modes that are coming very fast. And you have big city like Los Angeles, where the car is king.
Yes.
Where they want to push them, Los Angeles as the city of the new transportation mode, including car sharing solution, carpooling, and so on. So this is why the US are very interesting today, is because with the booming of a new transportation mode, when you go back home from your office to home, you usually take your car or you take the subway. You just have one transportation mode, now, in fact, you could have several. So you can take a bike, you can take share a car with a friend or with a colleague. You can take the mass transit system. So you have a lot of different modes that you will make a choice depending the time it takes to you, the cost, and maybe to the person with who you can go back home. So this is why I think what's happening here in the US is very, very interesting. And obviously, I think that people are more concerned about climate pollution and so on, and probably less interested in owning their own car.
So what are the apps that are using your beacons? We talked about the fact that NFC and QR codes have the advantage of not needing beacons, but you've got over 100,000 Bluetooth beacons out there. Are they broadcasting physical web IDs, or is it mainly iBeacons? What are people using the beacons for?
So it depends. So in some cases we have both. In some cases just iBeacon is used. So it depends. Sometimes physical web is used to push application store URL to download the app of the mass transit, for example.
So is it mainly the mass transit apps that you're using the beacons to trigger? Are these beacons static beacons, or are they actually on the bus?
We have some on the bus, but I would say that the main use case we have is static bus stop on places, physical places that are not moving.
Okay.
And it's not only mass transit system that use our application. So we have several, like Madrid transport application, Paris transport application, City of Lyon transport application. All these mass transit system application use our beacon network. But it's not only them. We have a bike sharing application that use our system also in the city of Paris. We have all in France application like cab, like The name is Le Cab. It's an Uber-like application that is very successful in France. So they use our beacon at the bus stop to trigger their application when there is a car just close to the bus stop, so they can do a new drive. Mm-hmm. And we also have other applications that are more on the entertainment about what's around me, what shows are playing tonight, and this kind of application. So we have already more than 3 million mobile applications that have our SDK inside to interact with Beacon in the cities that we have deployed. And here in the US, we have also beacons deployed in Times Square, in New York, several in other part of New York, uh-huh. and also in city of Austin, Texas.
Oh, okay. So it's New York and Austin so far. And are those beacons under the... does the city own those, or do you own them?
We own them.
Okay. What beacon hardware do you use? Are you making your own, or do you use other people's?
No. As I said, we are not a hardware manufacturer. We use several technology like NFC tag, sticker for QR code, and beacons, and so we buy them to several. We are not just one provider. So we have some in the US, so some in China, some in Europe. So depends of where we deliver the beacons.
So I imagine. America's obviously an important market to you. You've done very well in France. I think you alluded to this earlier. America and public transport aren't kind of the two things that go together. I think, A, it's a huge country, and it just seems like it's a different culture. If you go on the bus in San Diego, it's not like where you go to rub shoulders with the movers and the shakers. The elite are not on the bus. They're in the car. Is that a solvable problem from your perspective? Do you think how feasible is it to get American cities to do the kind of thing that French cities are more open to?
I think that I'm not sure that the city now are able to do such a big investment to do a new underground or deploy a lot of energy in a new mass transit system and so on. Even if create new bus line is not very expensive. My feeling is more that the city should create the infrastructure to welcome all the new transportation modes that are appearing today. So some will say, some will die for sure.
Yes. Yeah.
But there is a lot of new services and a lot of creativity. So we can share a car, and I really think that this is the way things will evolve. Even if we are just at the beginning, and it's a little of a mess,
yeah.
This is probably the less expensive way for city to create something.
So we talked about France, we've talked about the US, but you guys are in Brazil, you're in Spain, you're in Italy. How would you characterize those markets? Where are you seeing the traction in those markets?
In Brazil, we equipped all the bus stops of the city of Rio de Janeiro during the Olympic Games with the QR code, NFC, and beacons. So this is an interesting service. Not so easy Brazil in today in terms of business development.
Yes.
I would say that for sure North America is a big market where there is a lot of move on the transportation. So it's a very great opportunity for ConnectThings to be in. And in Europe, I think that Europe is still very fragmented. So it's a country is like an effort to enter. But if you take all the country you mentioned, Italy, Spain, Portugal, mm-hmm. And France, for us it's a one market with more or less the same I would say attraction.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the UK, which is quite different. And yes, so it's interesting. This is a country where we just we start in 2012, and then we stop, and then we restart now because there is a market for sure. It's just you have to put a lot of energy to enter this. So we are prepared with this.
Very good. So you're not put off by the fact that we seem to be trying to sever all ties with Europe. You're going to give us, you're still going to do business with us. That's good. So what about indoors? So I think you have a very distinctive position with your focus on public transport, but I think you also are competing in markets like shopping centers and airports. That sort of thing. What are the use cases that you are seeing get traction in those venues, and how? What do you see the competitive landscape? I see a lot of people focusing on shopping centers for sure.
Mm. What Connecting is doing is really to collect a moment in the city. So this guy is entering the subway, this guy is waiting at the bus stop, this guy is entering the stadium, this guy is in the stadium, and this kind of information. Then we collect it and we repurpose it to the mobile application. Mm-hmm. So if you take, for example, FC Barcelona is a customer of Connectthings, we work with them. What interests them is to provide different experience when people are using the app during a football match, when they are in the stadium, or when they are in a bar, for example, or when they are at home. So we provide this kind of information so they can decide how what experience they want to provide to their user. Because it's not the same if you are in the stadium or if you are at home. Mm-hmm. So this is what we do. So you can do that using beacons that you deploy in the stadium, but mm-hmm. it's not really where we are because indoor beacons, it's a lot for geolocation and so on. We don't do that. We will use the beacon or the geofencing in the stadium to detect that someone is in the stadium at that time and then to provide this information so the content of the application or of the notification can be customized on that, knowing that information.
So, and what have you learned over the last decade in terms of the keys to getting cities to invest? You talked about the fact it's a long sales cycle, but then you have a long relationship. But no one likes spending money. What's the ROI that you point to that gets people from kind of interest to investment?
So I think that I said, to be frank, it's a very hard market. So that's what I said, because it takes a lot of time, and it's not so easy to be scalable when you rely just on selling to the city. So for me, to work for a city or with city, to partner with city is very, well, from my point of view, it's very interesting. There is a lot to do to make the life easier, smarter, and mm-hmm. so on. So I think that people that want to enter the city, provide city services, need to have a business model where they make money in another way. All right. So this is like the outdoor advertising. So people, the outdoor advertising, they provide billboard and bus shelter.
Yes.
So for the user, it's you know where is the bus stop, and you have a shelter if it's raining. So it's a service to the city. But in the way they make money, it's not by selling shelter to the city. Right. It's really thanks to the advertising. So for me, to be successful in working with city, you must add something else to your business model.
Yes. So it sounds like part of your revenue comes from advertising, and you share that revenue with the city. Is that, am I reading that correctly?
So it's not advertising. But just to provide a better user experience inside their application itself, so it's better for the end user because you receive a notification at a good point of time. It's better for the mobile application because they create a real engagement with their user and maybe can sell something else. So this is a way connection is making money.
Wonderful. Well, Leticia, thanks so much for spending time with us. I know that you've got bad weather over there in New York, so I appreciate that you made it in and you've joined us. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Steve.
So the idea is you're going to Mars. You can only take three songs. What would the three songs be that you would be happy to listen to?
It's a good question. So I think that honestly, I will take with me. I love opera.
All right.
I love opera, and I think that my most favorite opera is Les Noces de Figaro.
Okay.
Mozart,
yes.
And there is one song that I'd love to take with me,
yeah.
Is one of Cherubin, and that says the title is You That Know What Is Love.
Okay.
it's a wonderful music song.
Okay.
Another one, it will be also classical music, it's Vivaldi.
Yes.
They have music, and the name of one of them is Nisi Dominus.
Okay.
And it's a voice of men, but like a castra. You know,
okay.
And so it's also something that I'm sure that I will bring on Mars.
Okay, so you're in the spacecraft. You're going to feel like there's a lot of people there with you because you've got this big chorus singing, right?
Yeah, exactly,
okay.
Exactly. And it's a lot of it gives you a lot of power and very inspiring song.
Fantastic.
Because you need to be inspired to live in on Mars.
Yes, indeed. And so you got one left. What's your third?
The last one, yes. So it would be most contemporary music. It will be Daft Punk.
Oh,
and this is I will take the song Get Lucky.
Yeah,
yes.
That's a great song. Yeah.
And then I think I've got good music with me.
Well, wonderful. That's great. Great choices. Thank you for indulging us in our little thing. And it's always good to hear what people, what kind of gets them going. So that's good.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.